Blog Talk Radio.
I am a human. Now haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist. And I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm not the politics. Tell me at least the reasons you can't live right. I am a human. And haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope. I'm a human. Yes, I am a child like her. And when you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Hindu. I'm not a what. I am a who. I'm not black. I'm not white. Tell me if this is why we fight. I am a human. Haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And when you look into her eyes, down there's a a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. Tell me at least the reasons you can't live right. I am a human. And I have been suffering for too long. Till the reasons for hope keep on holding on. I am a human. Yeah, I'm a child like. If you look into my eyes, deep down there's a lie. I am a human. Now haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I'm a child like her. When you look into her eyes,
all right, all right. I'm sweating like a Hebrew slave out of Mother Ram, but nevertheless, I'm here. I had to get our generator restarted back so we can have some cool air and have some internet to do the show. Praise Yah, and the Most High blessed us in order to do so. It's been a hot one, people, 3-digit. And what we're here for, not to talk about my air and so on and so forth. What we're here for, most importantly, is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. In the rock we were hewn from, and the ditch we were dug from. Praise Yah, and bless his holy name. We're here to do in-depth study, critical analysis, and assessment to get to the bottom of the matter. What's really good? Why have we become such a monstrosity? Why are we a hot mess? And although we love each other, I gather, and some say they love each other, I gather, but the evidence speak quite clearly. We don't love each other as much as we should, as much we owe. You know, it's a shame we can't come together to have a quiet meal, some dancing like old time, some interaction like old time. When we come together, unfortunately, it had to be some blue and white lights and some fluttering or some yellow tape. Why? Any human being that has any kind of rationale in their mind or ask themselves, why do we do what we do? Why do we act the way we act? Why we can't all just get along? Because I know for a fact we're trying to do what everyone else does. We're not trying to emulate the Creator. We try to sex up everything and everybody its way, any kind of which way you want. Y'all say you can't do that. I ain't have no part of it. And these studies we're about to delve into tonight is about that. We can't do what other folk do because that's called days. Oh, it's good. I'm gay. I'm walking with some go-go boots on and some short skirts. I'm gonna get me a boyfriend. I'm a dude. Y'all say you can't do that. You can't lie with another man or a woman lie with another woman. Some things you simply can't do. Although you may be inclined to do it, that don't make it right. And y'all will cut you off from it also. Mess around with certain folks in your family. Messing around with other folk wives or husbands. That's why we are a hot mess. That's why we are a monstrosity. And we'll continue to be so if we continue in our fruitless endeavors over and over again and expecting different results. The only results you're going to get is results you've been getting. It's true. You have to fall in line with the Most High. That's why we're here to study, to fall in line. Not simply to study and feel good about oneself simply because they're Hebrew Israelites, but to study to improve oneself, to get away from what our ancients were, stiff-necked and stubborn, to learn to be humble and obedient to the Most High. And if the Most High say you do it, you better say, and he says jump, you better say hi, hi. Just the bottom of the matter. And perhaps you're wondering if I made mention to we, but I surely did. But here's the situation. I think they're about to cut me off. They only gave me 15 minutes when I restarted. So hold on, don't go nowhere. We're going to try to get this together. Man, hold on, no, I think I got it back. Right. We got it down back. So don't be alarmed. False alarm, people. We heard the study of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov to get it right. To study our ancients, the rock we were hewn from, and the dish we were dug from. And most importantly, we're here to study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. We read yesterday, here come the judge. Yah is the judge. The final analysis. It doesn't matter what Yom Su said or what Cartriel said, Sister Abigail, or anyone else for that matter. It matters what Yah said. Here come the judge. Oh, it's true. If Yah said it, you better jump to it. That's the bottom line. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. There again, while we are in these studies, we're studying out of Vayikra, and it's spelled B-A-Y-I-K-R-A. Some of you call it Leviticus. I'm not talking about the Romanized version. I'm talking about the Hebrew name, which means Yah is calling. And he's simply not calling. Look at how many titles you got, how many wives you got, how many houses you got, how many children you got, how much money you got. He wants to know what you know and who told you about it. Reason being, he wants you to follow what he says and follow his instructions. That's what he's calling you for. Not to see how many fringes you got on your skirt or your T-shirt. He wants you to know what he's telling you. He don't want to know, oh, I'm sacrificing. I ain't in the land. I'm in slavery. I'm in captivity. I'm sacrificing to you. How you going to do that? You got the Levite priest. You got the high priest. You know who they are? If you don't know that, you're only lying to yourselves and one another. See, we're not going to sugarcoat it here, people. If you're coming here to be sugarcoated and lied to, you're in the wrong spot. But if you come here to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, you're in the right spot. Which said, thus said Yah. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And I've mentioned certain people. I was making reference to Sister Abby of New York City and Brother Cottrell of Mount Vernon, New York City. One and the same. Same side of different coin. Captivity. And what do I know about them? All you need to know, that they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves. They don't hate their brothers and sisters. They don't denigrate them, try to kill them, or try to take their wives or husbands. No, they try to follow what Yah says because they believe in Yah, and they are fearful of the Most High because they know he is the judge. No matter what you're getting over now, you ain't going to get over with it all the time. You're going to get caught up. Just like Murphy's Law, you're going to get caught up sooner or later. So if you're doing something you ain't got no best doing, I strongly advise you stop doing it. It ain't cute, and it ain't working for you. It's working only. Stop following your enemies just because they do it. You want to do it too. Oh, we got a new thing. What you got? Well, you can wear a dress and march in a pride parade. Oh, yeah, it is new. But you dumb Negroes don't know anything anyway, so do what we tell you to do. Yeah, we got some new things here. You can do some entanglements. Yeah, we got some entanglement. Do some, get entangled. Yeah, sneaky leaks. Yeah, we got all that. It's new because you dumb Negroes don't know anything anyway. You do whatever we tell you. By golly, it's a well-laid plan when fruition comes into work. Not by any efforts of our own per se, but you just, we crunk you up and you kept running perpetually instead of doing perpetually what Yah says. Praise Yah there again and bless his holy name. We're trying to get you out of that dynamic. We're trying to get you outside the curve. So you're going to learn what y'all, because he ain't calling you, like I said, calling you make you feel good. He's calling you to instruct you. Some of these instructions you might not like, but never mind what you like. What y'all requires of us as a nation. Praise y'all and bless his holy name. And let me bring Sister Abby out. Sister Abby out, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, everybody. Shalom, brothers. Good to hear your voice. Yes, and all praises and glory to y'all. Good to be back and good to hear everybody safe. I know that heat must be a mess, but y'all makes a way for you all the time. So
He certainly does. Safe. Thank you, sister. We will. Thank you very much. Gartrell, good. And Sister Abby, it's good to hear your voice again. Kadriel, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing?
We're doing well.
I heard about that heat, man.
You're much better now.
It's a booger bear.
Praise y'all.
Yes.
What's the normal temperature for this time of year?
It ain't three digits.
I'm sure it's
not. It's not 114 or 109, but basically, I mean, you just got to roll with the punches, brother. Because when I came home, the senior and I, the temperature, because I turned a generator off, it was in the house, it was 90 degrees in the house. Now it's going back down. The temperature is at 89. I expect that later on tonight it'll be somewhere roughly about 84, which is passable. It ain't the idea because we used to 76, but it's passable. We can live with 84.
Wow. Can't imagine that. And we just beginning the summer. We know July and August are the hottest months.
A booger bear. Oh, it's true. But I like to thank y'all for, I got a Caucasian neighbor, and he's real neighborly, and I'm real neighborly toward him. And so, you know, I did everything that the booklet mandated, but he took it loose and tried the spark plug, and the spark plug was on it. He suspected that the utility people had messed with it because I can't say it one way or the other, but I know it just shut off just like that. And, so it's a possibility. I don't know for certain, but I know they were coming back there. They could have came back there, turned it off, and went to the side, wrapped, and came back like they ain't did nothing. I don't put it past these people.
Yeah, man. My prayers are with you.
Thank you, brother.
But you said a mouthful when you make mention that the Most High don't want us to do what the other nations do.
Exactly.
And we seem bent on that because we're trying to hold up democracy, and democracy hasn't worked for us. The Supreme Court made a ruling today where
yep.
they kind of like threw out affirmative action.
They ain't kind of like, brother, they ain't kind of like, baby. That means they don't give a damn about you. That's what that means. Okay.
So right. You've been so in one day.
Yeah.
In one day, with a stroke of a pen, all that struggle our people went through, the 60s, 70s, 80s, to get affirmative action, with the stroke of a pen in one day, all that was race.
Well, maybe they'll stop wasting their time, Katria. Maybe they'll stop wasting their time to think their enemies love them. And maybe they'll stop wasting their time and focus their attention on what they need to focus their attention on instead of this nonsense. Stop lying to themselves and one another, saying things are going to change. And it seems to revert back 10 steps when you talk about it. Then you try to shore up their democracy. Katria, you're certainly right, bro.
And the fact that the majority is not always right, because they definitely are pumping this LGBTQ stuff on the public, on the children, and just because a lot of people are doing it doesn't make it right.
We
find that out when now with the Sodom and Gomorrah, and only Lot and his two daughters made it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you don't even know who the abominable people are, because people.
Exactly.
Have made this the norm. What we're about to read about, everything we're about to read about today, is what people are doing on a regular basis, like it's as if it's normal, and they're not affected by it.
Right. Well, Cartrio, if you don't study Yah's word, anything goes. Okay.
Yep. The Most High has given the world over into the hands of the wicked. You know who said that? Job.
Yeah.
Remember Job said that?
Yeah, Job ain't lying.
If you want the reference, it's Job 9:24. The earth is given into the hands of the wicked. He covers the face of the judges thereof. That's why they would make decisions like they make it. Yah is the final judge, though. Before you
yeah.
know it, you know, so we'll be back on the cotton fields picking cotton, bro.
Oh, yeah.
If you let these fools keep it up.
You better believe while we're wasting our time murdering one another, mistreating one another, stealing from one another, cheating on one another, we're wasting our time. And they, like I said, here's our road, Katria. The wicked have a morning shift. They have an evening shift. They have a night shift. They have a swing shift. But we got a full-time shift. And that is not studying Yah's word and hurting, mistreating, abusing, dominating, and killing one another. It's true.
No, put that down.
It is true. Brother Cottrell, Sister Abby, y'all. If y'all ready to put in some work for y'all, I certainly am.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Turn to chapter 18. Thank you, Sister Abby. Thank you, Brother Cottrell. 18. Some of you call it that Romanized version name, Leviticus. It's actually Vayikra. It's spelled Vayikra. And it means God is calling. Not simply for you to show up, show out, and show up. Okay? When Yah spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying to them, I'm Yah your Elohim, according to the doings of the land of Netheram. The way they do things, where you dwell, you should not do. According to the doings of the land of Canaan, they doing the same thing. Where I am bringing you, you shall not do. Nor shall you walk, live in their ordinances. Do as they do. You shall observe my judgments, because he's the judge. We read that yesterday. And keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am Yah, your Elohim. You should therefore keep my statute, not theirs, mine, my judgment, because we know he's the judge, based upon yesterday's study, Cartrell shared with us. Which if a man does, if you do what I tell you to do, he shall live by them. I am the Elohim. None of you shall approach anyone who is near of kin, meaning have sex with someone near of kin to him, to uncover his nakedness, somebody in your family. That means to have a sexual relationship with. I am the Elohim, the nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother. You should not uncover. You should not have a, try to have a sex relationship with your father or your mother. She is your mother. You should not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife, your father's wife, you should not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. You, not only are you making offense against Yah, you make an offense against your father. The nakedness of your sister. Yeah, go ahead, Katria.
We read the story about Reuben.
Right.
He uncovered the nakedness of his father, being
right.
that he slept with his father's wife.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about.
And when you read the story of Noah, Canaan uncovered Noah's nakedness. So that meant he slept with his grandmother.
Mm-hmm. The pervert. That's why he that's why he's a sick nation. That's why he developed mm-hmm. into a sick, perverted nation. The nakedness of your father's wife, you should not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, and the daughter of your mother, whether born at home or elsewhere, she's still your sister. Their nakedness you should not uncover. The nakedness of your son's daughter, your niece, or your daughter's daughter, your nephew and nieces, their nakedness you should not uncover. For theirs is your own. They still family, pervert. The nakedness of
those
your
are not
father.
Nieces.
What's
those are
country?
Grandchildren.
Oh,
those are grandchildren.
That's good. Your son's daughter.
Your son's daughter is your granddaughter. Your daughter's daughter is your granddaughter.
Right, you're right. You pervert. No, you can't do that. The nakedness of your son's daughter, which is Cartrell's right, your granddaughter, or your daughter's daughter, which is your granddaughter, that nakedness you should not uncover. You old pervert. For there is your own, that's your family, pervert. The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, begotten by your father. She is your sister. You should not uncover her nakedness. You should not uncover the nakedness of your father, so your auntie. She is near of kin to your father. That's why a lot of folks inbred now. You should not uncover the nakedness of your mother, sister, your auntie, for she is near of kin to your mother. You should not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother, your aunt. Excuse me. Your uncle. You should not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother, your uncle. You should not approach his wife, your auntie-in-law. She is your aunt. You should not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You should not uncover her nakedness. You should not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife, your sister-in-law. It is your brother's nakedness. You should not uncover the nakedness. You should not uncover the neck of a woman, that a woman and her daughter. It's okay if you want to marry, but you can't have sex with the woman and the daughter too. Nor say you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are kin to her. Even though they might not be kin to you, they kin to your folks. It is wickedness. Nor say you take a woman as a rival to her sister. Nor should you take women, two women that's added against one another, as a rival to her sisters. Well, we know how that turned out. Reuben and Leah. To uncover her nakedness while the other is alive. You can only marry one sister at a time while the other is alive. The other is alive. You can't
you mean
marry
Rachel.
Them. Yeah, Rachel and Leah. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, Reuben.
I'm sorry. He shouldn't have, he shouldn't have messed with Reuben either. But gotcha, right. I Rachel. Also, you should not approach a woman to uncover her neck as long as she is in her customary purity, during her cycle. You pervert. Moreover, you should not be calling with your neighbor's wife to defy yourself. Well, you're going to be sleeping with other poor wives, husband or whatnot. And you should not let any of your descendants, because that's a form, and his is a form of. And you should not let any of your descendants pass through the fire to Moloch. You're giving them up to gods when you do that, false gods. Nor say you profane the name of your Elohim. I am Yah. You should not lie with a man as with a woman. Have you a fellow? And you booty bumping? Y'all need to stop it. Because y'all going to bump both of you out of here. Get out that parade and get with y'all. And it goes
you mean,
for women.
No more Pride Month?
No more Pride Month. Wow. I ain't sorry for them, but that's the way it goes. And y'all,
well, yeah, Pride Month now, you know.
Okay. It don't matter to me. Cause
we in Pride Month, brother.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's okay to know, but it doesn't matter to me because it doesn't mean anything. Okay? Because why, Katja? It is an abomination. No,
yes,
sir. Yeah. No, sir. You mate with an animal, you pervert, to defile yourself with it. Nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it, you perverted. It is a perversion. Do not defile yourself with any of these things. For by these, the nations are defiled. That's what they doing all this. They doing all these nations. They're defiled before
still
you.
Still to this day.
Still to this day. Which
the
I
next
accept.
Movement is bestiality. They want
oh,
to
yeah.
marry their dog or their horse or their donkey.
Well, they monkeys.
Or they monkeys.
Yep.
You heard about that lady who had a pet monkey?
Yeah.
And the pet monkey killed her friend?
Yeah.
Or tore her friend's face up?
I recall that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was taking baths with the monkey. Who knows what she was doing with that monkey?
You know what she was doing. She was in the monkey business. That monkey was a little bit too damn jealous, okay? You've been messing with that monkey wee-wee. That monkey was a little bit too possessive and jealous to tear a woman's face off. She was messing with that
monkey. They say a monkey is 10 times stronger than a man.
Sister, he would tell that monkey, you need to get on out of the house. Me and mama got to take us some business. My knees, my bad. So the lady didn't go. I guess she was talking. Didn't I tell you get on out of here? I tear your face off. She was doing something. I suspect Cartier and Sosavia, fellas, she was doing monkey business with the monkey. Okay? Perverts. And y'all says, do not defy yourself to any of these things, for by all these things the nation are defiled before y'all, which I am casting out before you, the Canaanites. For the land is defiled as a result of them, their perversion. I'm saying it. But here's what it is. Therefore, I visit the punishment of iniquity upon it. And y'all are still visiting it. The land vomits out its inhabitants. You should therefore keep my statute. Y'all said, don't be doing what they're doing just because they're doing it. They provide a day and they march around swishing and swatching. Got the other boys watching. Y'all said, don't be doing what they're doing. And y'all said, my
is God. America defined?
Man,
you say?
Come on, bro. Stop it. You already know.
So maybe that's why we see so many tornadoes and houses ripped up, because the land is spitting the people out.
I suspect so, Cartier. I strongly suspect so.
I don't know. Because them tornadoes are getting more violent, man.
Well, you know,
much more violent than they used to be.
Militant didn't used to be like that, over inundated with a lot of homosexualities. But for several years, I see a little white kid ride by with a flag on it. He couldn't be no more than 14, 15. He got a gay flag on his bike. I've noticed a change in, I've seen lesbians. I've seen sissy boys. And it wasn't like that in the 70s, because I used to come out to this area to go on the base as a young Marine in order to get my papers and whatnot and so on and so forth. Maybe it's over inundated, but I never saw it in the 70s. But now I'm seeing a different class of people. And it seems the land is about spitting them out as a result of this storm that just passed. Praise God.
Praise God.
You should therefore keep my statutes and my judgment. And should not commit any of these abominations. Y'all say all of them. either any of your own, don't do that perversion with your own nation, or don't go to the other side of the fence at night with strangers and do some freaky pride who dwells among you. For all these abominations the men of the land have done, they've done it, who were before you in Canaan. And thus the land is defiled as a result of their perversion. Lest the land vomit you out also when you defile it. If you do what they're doing, it's going to pick you out too. As it vomit out the nations that are before you, America's going to get hers. For whoever commits any of these abominations, the persons who commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore, you shall keep my ordinance so that you do not commit any of these abominable customs which were committed before you. You can't do what everybody else do. And that you do not defile yourself by them. You're defiling yourself. You're perversion. You're corrupt. I am Yahweh Elohim. I gave you this, and I expect you to do it. No question. Just do what I tell you to do. Otherwise, sooner or later, the land will going to spit you out. Just so it seems that it's doing these foreigners in this Western Hemisphere. Praise Yah and bless his whole name. Cartrell, Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Continue. The mics are hot for you. You have them.
I'm surprised they didn't rip this chapter out of the book.
Yeah, they needed to snatch it out and put it on every wall.
But, yeah, we see the effects of these abominations when people do these things. People think it's all right, but something, so it's happening. You're stirring up Yah's anger, especially when you defy yourself by doing these practices. And they write it into their legislation, and now they're trying to promote it to our children, the transgender agenda and the LGBTQ propaganda that they're putting out. That's definitely contrary to this chapter, and we better beware, and we better stand strong, because so what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Exactly. The end result going to be the same, Cartier. You know, I used to like Dwayne Wade, Cartier, and Sister Abby, our father. I used to like Dwayne Wade. How about any
great basketball player.
Yeah, but then I come to find out.
To play some ball.
Yeah, man, you on some mess, dog.
Him and his wife.
Yeah, both of you. I don't
even know. Gabriella Union.
Yeah, I can't stand it half of that.
But he ain't the only one. Magic Johnson's son is the same way.
That's a big ugly
Magic
part.
Johnson's son?
Yeah, that's one ugly big
That's
part.
A big ugly part.
That's a big ugly part. Yeah.
Yeah, they confuse them.
Yeah.
They want to be accepted by those who want to destroy them.
Right. That's who
they will destroy themselves to be accepted.
That's who they hang out with. Lisa and your family about a fellow they went to school with. He was cool with the brothers and sisters. But his preference was the white folk. And I think she told me now he's gay in a foreign country. Yeah, he's gay.
They said a lot of these rappers out here are doing that too.
Oh yeah,
P. Diddy,
yeah,
Icy Dawn, a whole lot of them.
I can believe.
Oh yeah, me too. Yep.
Especially P. Diddy and Quincy. I can believe.
Yeah.
They got their own society. Bend over, boy.
The cat is out the bag.
Been over, boy.
Cast off the bag.
Yeah, I'm going to make you a movie star. I'm going to make you a singer. Drop your drawers and been over, boy. Come on.
Yep, rich and famous.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx, from what I heard, that's why his finger broke. Because, you know, they coming at him. You know, they don't want you exposed to their secret society. I don't want no parts of it. Praise y'all.
And they talk about how all these macho actors, our brothers like Wesley Snipes and Cuba Gooding Jr., they make them all wear dresses.
Yeah. But they could, hey, you remember when Denzel Washington was, not Denzel, but Wesley Snipes was the, he was the bomb back in the day, you know, in the 80s. Yeah. And that sucker put on a dress.
I went to school with him.
You went to school with Wesley Snipes?
Yeah. He was in Purchase when I was in Purchase.
Mm.
Me and him played ball. Huh?
How was the brother back then? He was cool?
Real cool. He was president of Black Union Association.
Right.
And I hung out with him, played ball with him. He was pretty good.
Yeah. But soon as they made him put on that dress and playing pool, Wes Snipes ain't been no good.
Yeah. He ain't been the same.
No. But they tried to get my boy, the comedian, David Chappelle, David Chappelle's a hell to the no. And remember, they made Urkel wear a dress. Remember they made Urkel wear a dress. Like, that was his cousin. Urkel said that traumatized him.
Yeah. They made Brandon T. Jackson wear a dress, too, in Big Mama's house.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. They emasculate.
Feminize.
Cold blooded.
We got to be aware of what's going on, though, because it's to our destruction. That's why they brought Christianity to us and said that the law is no more. Then Jesus died on the cross and your sins are forgiven. Sins we just read about, I don't think y'all is going to forgive nobody for.
Yeah, brothers like us, they know we're different. But here's the deal. We're different in the sense we don't do what they do. We're not down with what they're down with. And sisters like our kind, they know our sisters are different. But they don't realize our sisters don't do what they do, and they ain't down with what they do. But they don't mean to say they ain't going to come at you. It's just the way it is. They're like they came at those two angels that came at Sodom. Not the Sodomite. It worked out too well for them. But these people come after you. That's because they have no more. They have no moral compass. These people have no moral compass. They will come at you. Hey, you know what? There's one time when I was in the street, a bad man in a bad land, this sister tried to demoralize me. She tried to say, you know, I'm a lesbian, and I don't like men. You know what I said back to her? I said, I must be one too, because I don't like them either. She ain't demoralized me off women, okay? All right? So just because she said, I'm a lemon. I don't like me. And I said, I must be one too, because I don't like them either. If that's what you said like that. You ain't going to demoralize me. Wrong with that nonsense. All right. Got you, sister.
But society is making it acceptable, and they're making us the poster child for that movement, knowing the chapter we just read, that it's an abomination in the eyes of the Most High. They're making it acceptable. They're giving them money. And it's just crazy how they promote it in the Holy Land.
It's a perversion. And contrary to Sister Abby, I changed the subject briefly. The utility guy said he was they're going to bring a pole because my utility pole was knocked down. He prayed that the Most High expedite this so they can get that pole up so I can get me some hair on. Okay. Along with me. Thank you.
I've seen them put up them poles. They do a pretty good job real quick.
Okay, that's cool. If they can put the pole up quick, they can clam it right behind. Okay?
Yeah. It may take them a little while. It ain't going to take them more than a day.
Well, he said tomorrow, at the least tomorrow. He said, but the tree cutting people, because the wire and the cable was interspersed into the tree limb. So the tree cutting people had to come in and cut the tree, and my power like interspersed it throughout the tree and get that out the way. And they drill that tree up, drop that pool, and then they go and do what they do. Praise God that we have some utilities tomorrow, if not tomorrow, Saturday. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise you.
Yeah. Praise up. Misha got your generator.
Oh, no, the wife
I
and
hope
I.
It's not
no, the huh? wife and I. Oh, you know, did we have dinner? Oh, yeah. Oh, praise
I said, at least you have a generator.
Praise y'all, brother. You said a mouthful
yes,
on that. And thanks to y'all, I had the frame of mind to get one. Praise y'all. Because I got a little air conditioner in the living room, the living area. Yeah, I turn it on. It's quite comfortable right now. It's quite comfortable. Not ideal, but better than nothing, country.
But are you well prepared? Because if you have to go to a cooling center, they got those, right?
Oh yeah, that yeah. A lot of people come to the cooling center, and Avion, Sister Lisanya, and I, we manned the center today, and we'll do it, I believe, one more time, because they said it will be done by the weekend. One more time, and that's Friday, and we manned it for 3 days, so. We played our part giving back to learning to do good, country. Learning to do. You can't do good just by chance or accident. That's something you must exercise for. A lot of folks will lay down on the chest and other folks, which you should.
Yes, sir. Prayers with you.
Yeah, my neighbor is calling. Mike, I'm on the show. I'm going to call you back. Okay. All right, Katya. I'm sorry. Sorry, brother students. Katya, if Katya is ready to proceed with his sacred study, I'm ready to.
Yes, sir.
It's chapter 76. You want me to read it for you, Katriel? It's called Chapter Song, The Majesty of Yah in Judgment. We read about righteous judgment, but the majesty of Yah in judgment. Yes, we read yesterday thanksgiving for Yah's righteousness, and today the majesty of Yah in judgment. And it was sent to the chief musician to be played on string instruments, the Psalm of Asaph. Gotcha. You have the
all praise.
All praise.
Appreciate that. The majesty of Yah's judgment. The final judgment is coming. We already read about two of them, with the flood, and with Sodom and Gomorrah, and with the Tower at Babel. And we know that when Yah judges, man can't do nothing about it, right? When the judgment goes down, that judgment is going down, and there's nothing that man can do about it. So let's read a little bit the insight of Asa on his perspective of the majesty of Yah's judgment. Psalm 76. In Yehuda, Elohim is known, but at least back then, I don't know about now. His name is great in Yisrael. Back then, I don't know about now. You got our folks calling on every other God but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name should be great in the minds and the hearts and on the lips of our people. His tabernacle is also in Salem. Christians trying to go to heaven. They don't know Yah is right here on earth. His dwelling place is Zion. We know Zion's on earth too. There, he broke the flaming arrows of the bow, the shield, the sword, and the weapons of war. We know Yah could do that, right? Shut nations' armies down in an instant, and they won't even know what happened. Even modern day, Yah shuts militaries down. All you got to do is stir up some storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, whatever, set fires, shut man down. Glorious are you, O Yah, and excellent. More than mountains of gain, valiant men lie plundered. They have slept their last sleep when Yah get through with them. None of the men of war can lift their hands. At your rebuke, Elohim of Yaakov, both chariot and horse are cast into a deep sleep. Well, you could talk to Pharaoh about that when he was chasing the Israelites after they came out of Egypt. Most High cast Pharaoh's army down, like with wonders and signs and miraculous things. But Babo, they didn't have to shoot an arrow. They didn't lift up a sword. They just walked out. You, even you, are to be feared. All nations on planet Earth, every human being should fear Yah. Who can stand in your sight when you are angry, or you don't want to be in Yah's presence when he's angry? And I'm sure he's pretty angry right now. And the more wickedness, the more perversion, the more evil that we do on planet Earth, you're only going to stir up his anger even more. Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, leaders of the planet that want to destroy it. You pronounce judgment from heaven. That's where it's coming from. The earth feared and was silent when Elohim rose to judgment to save all the afflicted ones of the earth. And that's what's happening now. People are being afflicted. The rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. The planet is polluted. And the rich want to go to Mars. Surely the wrath of man praises you. The survivors of your wrath are restrained. Make your vows to Yah, your Elohim, and fulfill them. Or you got to have a partnership. You got to have communication. You got to have a relationship with the Most High. And don't be afraid to make a vow to Yah and keep it. Keep it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to turn away from my wicked ways. I'm never going to do that again. And you got to keep that because Yah is watching. Let all of his neighbors bring presents to him. Who is to be feared? Yes. You're supposed to be giving Yah gifts. Give back to him what he gives to us. He will cut off the spirit of princes. He is feared by kings of the earth. If they're not fearing him now, when he comes to judge, they will fear him then. So why wait? Get in line right now. Make your vow to Yah. Change your ways. And be prepared for the judgment that's coming. Because it's a divine judgment. And we know what happens when Yah judges. All praises to the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
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 I mean, what Katya studied doesn't have a sentence, Clement, sir. Doesn't take a lot of in-depth to understand it. It's simple and straight to the point. Yah's majesty and judgment. But Sister Abiyah, maybe you have a comment on it, or Brother Katya?
No, all I know is one thing for sure. Yah done gave us all the information we need that we keep going through. And if we don't get ourselves together and obey his glory, then we will not be ever put seeing forever. Not with Yah. Got to change your ways. All the wickedness, the evil, even the things that entice us to try and get us out here in this worldly world and do the things we're told not to do, you got to let it go. And go to God, because with God, all things are possible. So I just say shalom, and I hope everybody just come together as Yah would like us to do, love one another, do unto others as we're supposed to do, helping each other out, serve Yah. So praise Yah.
Praise Yah, Sister. Brother Cartier.
Praise Yah. Sister Abiyah said a mouthful. This song says a mouthful as well. And the real key is like in the first two verses. It says, in Yehuda, Elohim is known. We should know the Most High. How do you get to know the Most High?
Mm-hmm.
By studying his words, his thoughts, his plans, his intention, his commands. That's how you get to know Elohim. And we got all these Israelites running around here talking about they Judites. Well, if you're Judah, you should know Yah. And his name is great in Yisrael. And if you're Yehuda, you should be praying in the name of Yehoshua HaMashiach or in the name of Jesus. You should be praying in the name of Yah, because his name is great. And in all these prayers and all these songs that we see, none of them in the name of anybody. So you better get to know the name of Yah, because his name is great. And he should be known amongst our people. We know that his tabernacle is also in Salem and his dwelling place in Zion. That's the everlasting. That's the future vision that the Most High sees. He ain't bringing nobody to heaven to dwell at the pearly gates and walking with your gold slippers on. No, his intention is to dwell with us on earth. So if you don't understand what Yah has laid down, then you don't really know Yah. And Christianity intentionally seals off the Old Testament and the knowledge of Yah and what Yah has said by intent. So our people don't really know what Yah has spoken, but we should, and we're trying to share it. We give thanks to the Most High that we have the ability to see it and the ability to share it as well. So we give thanks and praise to the Most High, because his truth keeps marching home. Glory, glory, oh. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
hallelujah.
Thank you very much, Cartrell. Thank you very much, Sister Abia. Thank you very much, fellow students. And praise and bless the name of God. Shalom and good night.
For so long, still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm not a politician. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human, and haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I am a child like her. And when you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Hindu. I'm not a white. I am a who. I'm not black. And I'm not white. Tell me if this is why we fight. I am a human. Haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And when you look into her eyes, deep down there's a I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew, it shouldn't matter to you. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human, and I have been suffering for too long.